That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday.
Wow, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, that didn't feel good saying it.
That's tough stuff,
but we're here to brighten and enlighten you for today's Morning Toast.
We have a really fun episode of the Toast today. We have much to discuss.
And, you know, things are shifting. Like, we are a very structured, organized show, but we are shifting.
We're making some changes.
And after recently making a rather large, globally impactful change from moving Dear Toasters on Wednesdays to Tuesdays, this week, again, we've decided to move it back to Wednesday. We have a really big show today, and I just don't want today's episode to be like 8 hours and then tomorrow's to be 30 minutes. It's nice to spread it out.
It is nice to spread it out. So we have the fast 5 stories today, and I think they're going to be fast. I do.
I know. And do you think they're going to be 5?
Just about.
Okay,
just
cool.
About 5.
Cool.
Then we have to recap Bachelor in Paradise because we did what we said we were going to do and we watched, and I didn't hate it.
Oh, I did.
I have a lot of thoughts, kind of. So I'm excited to talk to you about it. And it was nice to see the gang back together and the beach. And I think it came out better than I thought it was going to.
Me too, but my expectations were so low that it's still not great.
Yeah, I feel that.
So we'll dive into that in the TV recap. Dear Toasters is being pushed to tomorrow. I'm sorry to the DT stands, the DTS.
And then we have such an exciting guest joining us. Ben Saffer, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him, but he's Claudia's...
He's like a small indie-like artist.
He's Claudia's husband.
Yeah.
And he is the CEO of the company Spritz Society, which launches today. So he is here answering all your questions.
Yeah.
And he did say that this is the Society season 2. He said that.
He said it. And you know what? Like, we've been posting on social, like, a little bit here and there. Just, you know, secret project.
Tease.
But today, it's just a project. It's not a secret because it's our latest project. Ben is the CEO of Spritz Society. He's going to tell us all about it because I know you guys have a lot of questions. And it's very exciting. We're very proud that today is the launch day. We have a big launch party tonight. And I've been vlogging for the past week, the whole launch experience, launch week, you know, drama with the website. Like, oh, you know, all this stuff, you know, the tea.
So you're going to share that vlog on the Patreon.
Yes. So it'll probably hopefully be up by the end of the week. And so it's very exciting. So we just have like a lot of things to do today. Business to attack.
Yeah. So we should get right into it. Just want to let everyone know it's back to being freezing in the studio.
I'm so happy.
Hence the blanket for me, but also because your legs are so tan and stunning.
Thank you.
And mine literally pale in comparison.
Literally.
And so for a multitude of reasons, it's a blanket day for me. Plus, it matches my outfit, so it just looks like a little skirt.
I finally, like, I don't know why, I got really into, like, a groove of doing my own spray tan, which is fulfilling in some ways. But really, nothing compares to a professional doing it. And I had totally forgotten, like, how much better it is. And I'm just, like, feeling myself, you know?
No, it's the best feeling in the world. You offered if I wanted to come and do it with you. And I was just, like, too fucking lazy. And I should have done it.
Yeah, you should have.
Because now I'm leading a life of regret. So I'm just going to have to be putting on, like, body makeup for tonight.
Yeah. No, and I got my lip wax, my eyebrows. Like, I'm fucking snatched right now.
I have a day like that today, a day of spa services. I can't tell you how I'm dreading it.
It's such a... Like, once you're done with the day of spa services, and it's not, like, spa, like, you know, facial. It's spa, like, getting your labias ripped out. Like, it's really fucking painful. So it's not, like, a spa day.
No,
like, it's chores.
It's chores. It's the chores of the physical body. And I'm really not looking forward to it. But looking at you, I'm looking forward to the end result.
Right. Like, this is what you could look like.
Right. I'm the before... She's the after.
And you know what's so funny? It's like after all those maintenance appointments, you don't even look different, but you feel so different that it exudes this radiance from within, even though like you showing up today and you showing up tomorrow, to me, no, like, I can't see a difference.
No, and the thing, the services I'm having done, like, they're, you guys actually can't even see them. Right. I'd be better off just, like, getting a spray tan and remaining hairy.
Totally. Totally. Okay, so good luck with that.
Thanks. Big, busy day. We have Dew here to get us through the day. Another day, another brewless day.
Another day, another Dew.
Another day, another Dew. Another day.
Another dollar.
Another no brew. Brew is coming this week. I can promise you that.
You need to give me heads up because, like, I was walking into the building today being like, did Jackie say she was going to bring brew? Like, I can't remember. Like, you didn't say anything, but, like, you were supposed to bring him on Monday, so I thought maybe it would fall to Tuesday. And then I was like, oh, my God, shit, it's going to be Ben, Theo, Bruno, Spritz. Like, it's going to be too much.
Yeah, no, I will get Brew's stuff together. His calendar is just really crazy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have a present for you.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So in the present saga, I'm like 0 for 11. Jackie's, except I did get her a Gucci bag a while ago, and, like, that pretty much beats all the gifts. But Jackie's always, like, seeing things and thinking of me.
I'm just always thinking of you.
And I saw something. And, you know, before I give it to you, let me just shout out, because it's a toaster-owned business.
Oh, okay.
And I want her to know that, A, her package has been received.
I'm so excited. Well, she's going to see this. So I don't know.
Yeah, I just want to also shout out her business. Just give me a second.
Oh, okay.
Like, can you... Oh, Madison Crowley photo. Okay?
Photo. Okay, cool.
And I framed it for you, too. Ready? I'm going to show the cameras first. Close your eyes.
I mean, I think I saw, like, when you pulled it up. Dew and Brew.
It's a watercolor painting of Dew and Brew in a stunning frame.
These are my boys.
Those are your boys.
Dew and Brew.
Isn't that so cute?
Name a more iconic duo.
Did you see?
Name a more iconic duo.
Oh, and by the way, she wrote on the bottom, the nibblings.
I'm dead. Knowles is going to plot over
Where are you going to put it?
Right next to my bed.
Totally.
Next to my Bible.
Knowles
is going to plot.
I didn't even think about Knowles.
I know.
Well, neither did Madison Crowley photo.
This is just so stunning. Thank you so much.
Did you get tagged in that, like, watercolor on Instagram?
Of course
Instagram?
I did. I thought it was beyond stunning. She really captured the essence of Dew and Brew.
No, it's so good, and it's just stunning. I actually wish I got one for myself.
No, and, like, she just could have written underneath, we them boys.
We make a noise. Yeah, that was my fault. I should have given her more artistic direction.
No, that's okay. I'll just always
think. We them boys.
We making noise.
We making noise. They are them boys.
And they're always making noise. So thank you for this. Of course. This is beautiful. And I'm glad to know, because I was actually getting really worried. The gift that I got for you is not at all this. And for a second, I thought we got each other the same gift.
Well, because, like, I DM'd the girl after I saw the watercolor. And I'm like, how can I buy, like, a print? And we purchased it. And I was like, maybe Jackie thought the exact same thing. Like, it's not that far off. But I feel like she would have told me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Oh, my God. That would be really funny. No, mine is totally in a totally different vein. And I'm feeling really good about the constant gift exchange.
Me too.
I think it's such a good pattern for the show.
Me too. Just, like, little knickknacks and,
like, and it's like a little competition, like, who's thinking of the other more?
Yeah,
you know,
it's probably you, but, like, don't count me out.
No, and I, even if just, you know, once in a while, it feels so good to be thought of.
It does.
So thank you, Claudia. That's,
it was a
beautiful
pleasure.
And now I have my boys. Ugh, my
and you
sweet
know what they're
boys.
Doing they're making noise. Yeah. All right, let's dive in.
Okay, let's dive in. Without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite of your morning toast.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because we were actually doing, like, a lot of a do to do. Like, you know how it's usually without further ado, do. Mm-hmm. But, like, we were talking about the do's right before, so it was, like, really.
With further ado.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Today's episode is brought
funny.
To. I have a job to do.
Oh, I'm laughing.
Today's episode is brought to you by Orate, a fine jewelry brand founded by women for women. Where their pieces range from classic to statement to completely original, Orate makes the jewelry you've always wanted but can never find. Their gold is super substantial and their diamonds sparkle and shine. They're super high quality and really, really beautiful. And that's because it's all real gold. You can wear it, never take it off in the shower. You can play sports, you can sleep, you can cook. You can really do anything with it because Orate is jewelry for life. And all of their pieces come with a lifetime warranty because they know that it lasts. They sell directly to you without a middleman markup, so they can offer the same quality as traditional Fifth Avenue brands, but it's all at a fraction of the cost because they've really hacked the jewelry market and they're making real gold accessible. It's all ethically sourced and sustainably made. Their gold is never mined, and they also give back and support various causes ranging from the environment to social causes, empowering women, youth, and children. It's founded on the desire to shake up the jewelry market, and it's designed by women for women. And now you can pay with Klarna, which is a really big deal because besides transparent pricing, Allrate has now teamed up with Klarna to make their items even more accessible. You can shop now, pay over time, and it's just a more flexible way to get what you want from Allrate. So it's, you know, as a part of being an adult, it's like investing in good jewelry that you don't have to like recycle every month, mm-hmm. because it turns your neck green. Mm-hmm. And Allrate's a great place to do that. The pieces are stunning and they're all so well made. And now that they offer Klarna, it's much more accessible. So if you want 15% off your first Allrate purchase, go to AllrateNewYork.com/toast15 and use the promo code toast15. That's Allrate New York, AURATE NewYork.com/toast15 is the code at AllrateNewYork.com/toast15.
Thank you, Claudia. Are you ready for our first story?
It's a pleasure.
Pete Davidson has split from Bridgerton's Phoebe Viner after a whirlwind romance. They say distance made it hard. This one, they, you know, what goes up must come down.
Yeah.
And it was time, I guess. Even though I thought this had more of a shelf life.
Pete Davidson is like just like, you know, the hottest man in Hollywood. He's just like flinging around.
At some point, the cycle has to break. So with every seemingly happy relationship for him, I'm like, this is going to be the one. This is where Pete, you know, he can't look back after this.
I guess, but I think I remember when this news broke, I was doing podcast episodes and I was doing it with Taylor Strecker and we were like going on and on about like why we hated this. And I just like hated it because like, I don't know, it's just not fair. Like Phoebe Dynevor gets to like fuck Bridgerton and like make out with Pete Davidson and then also like be in Younger and like, hey, hook up with Josh. It's just like, save some for the rest of the world, you know? So I was kind of bitter about it.
When you and I spoke about this coupling, like we were so over the moon about it and overjoyed. So it just sounds like you're having different conversations with different people.
I don't remember.
Like, remember when we were talking about Wimbledon and we're just like, there's two types of couples. And we were just like,
oh yeah.
We were really felling over these
we
two.
We were?
Yeah. I mean, you probably said like, you know, some girls really do like just
have it all.
Well, you know, so, but not without, like, feeling so happy for, like, this beautiful couple.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so funny how, like, your emotions can change. Because, like, when I heard about them breaking up, like, I literally didn't even care.
I just, like, I really like them as a couple. They made a lot of sense. I'm sure, like, his next girlfriend will also, like, be, you know, some
Skinny blonde,
like, just super relevant, cool person.
Yeah, well, he's super relevant, too.
Yeah, no, but, like, every girl that he dates is just, like, a star.
Do you think...
You can't, like, think about who he's going to date next. Like, I definitely wouldn't pick... Like, whoever he's going to date next, like, I would never even think of. Then I'm like,
because she's not even famous yet. Like,
right. But then it will make so much sense when it happens.
So he's, like, best friends with Machine Gun Kelly. And, like, Machine Gun Kelly is, like, majorly settled down with Megan. Do you think that, like, that's inspiring him to, like, want to settle down?
No.
No, me neither.
I don't know. Like, nothing in his life has changed, like, since all of these relationships have started, you know, so I don't know what it's going to take. He's also still really young, so, like, yeah. Why would he settle down?
And he's at, like, the height of his fame.
Yeah. So he's just, you know, and maybe he's really looking for the one, and he just hasn't found her yet.
Interesting. Because who do you think is the right person for him?
Ari. Anna.
Grande. I really feel like it's Carly Aquilino.
No, I think it's Ariana Grande, and I just don't think they gave it a fair shot.
I actually think that at one point I was, like, really much, very much thinking that, like, Cassie David and Pete Davidson, like, were the perfect couple.
No, every girl that he is with, it is the perfect couple, and then it doesn't work out. That's what I'm trying to say.
Maybe.
So the next one person he dates is also going to be the perfect couple.
Maybe he's the perfect man.
Maybe he is the perfect man.
That's true, actually. Like, everyone he's with, I'm like, oh my God, perfect.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of everyone he's with, segue to our next story. His ex-girlfriend, Margaret Qualley, remember
Jack
her?
Jack Antonoff.
Spotted making out with Jack Antonoff all over New York City. This is pretty cute. Jack Antonoff put his wild heart on display with his apparent new gal pal, Margaret Qualley, over the weekend in New York City. The Bleacher singer and Margaret were spotted out and about on Saturday, leaving little doubt as to their coupledom with various acts of PDA. They were seen stopping for ice cream at Milk Bar, where they embraced and kissed before continuing on with their treats. I was wondering, so I don't know if you are too, but she's 26 and he's 37.
Oh.
Because I thought she was younger than that, actually. I don't know why.
I didn't even think about it.
I thought she was like 18, so...
She's old enough to make her own decisions.
100%.
Here's what I want to say about this. One, I don't know why I still thought Jack Antonoff was with Lord.
Yeah.
And, like, basically Lord stole Lena Dunham's boyfriend, and it was like all this Taylor Swift... Girl squad drama.
Is it
drama.
Confirmed that Jack Antonoff was with Lord?
I think so.
Or it was just whispers?
No, I think it's, like, confirmed.
Like, they were seen and spotted
I'm pretty sure.
kissing and things?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So I just didn't know that we had moved on from the Lord era of his life. Now, I don't, you know what's so interesting to me about Margaret Qualley? Mm-hmm. Is that, like, I don't know, like, famous kids are usually as famous as their parents. Like, of course, Kaia Gerber is the biggest model in the modeling industry. Like, look at her parents. And, like, Andie MacDowell is, I love her. She's in my favorite movie, Beauty Shop. But she's not, like, that famous. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, the fact that, like, Margaret Qualley has become, like, a young Hollywood A-lister dating everyone, like, so under the radar, so cool. Like, it just doesn't match, like, the precedent.
I think that's on her talent.
Talent as what?
An actress.
Oh.
Like, she was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, she has all of these, like, big, like, real serious acting things coming up.
Oh, I didn't know.
And so, yes, I think when your parent is a celebrity, like, some doors open for you. And, like, but I think the fact that she's so successful and, like, so, such famous. in such serious pieces, like, just speaks to her talent as an actress.
Oh, that's really interesting, because I just was always confused. I'm like, of course, like, famous kids are always famous, but their fame usually matches their parents' fame. Like, very rarely do you out succeed your parents.
Yeah, like, no, it's like, if she wanted to be in a movie in Hallmark, like, she could have easily done that, because, you know, Andie MacDowell, The Beach House, you guys have to see it. It's so fucking good.
Andie MacDowell, like, I just want to say, like, when I was a kid, I could not tell Andie MacDowell and Charlotte York apart. Like, to me, they were the same person.
Okay, fine.
I also had that with Sandra Bullock and Julia Roberts. Like, to me, they were the same woman for the entire time I was, like, on this earth.
I feel that.
But also, she's a fabulous actress, I just want to say.
She is. I want to look up her.
And did you see she embraced gray on the Cannes red carpet?
I did see she embraced gray.
A trailblazer.
I did see that. I just want to look up what movie she's been in now. Because
Andie MacDowell?
Yeah. Because I feel like there are some really good ones.
For me, she's most famous from Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah, the best movie of all time.
She was in Footloose, the remake.
Oh, I never saw the remake with Miles Teller.
And Julianne Hough. Not that, like, he wasn't, they weren't the couple, but it's so good. No, he was the friend of the lead
guy. Right, who, like, learns how to dance.
But the remake of Footloose is so good and underrated, I just want
to
say.
No, I actually think, I have a list of movies I need to watch, because I was actually asking Ben last night. He also has never seen Field of Dreams, which is weird because Ben, like, loves sports.
Right.
So that's on my list of movies to watch, as are both Annies. And now, what movie did you
all just three say? Annies.
No, all two.
There's three.
No, Victor Garber and the one before it.
And the OG.
Yeah. Wait, quickly. Mm-hmm. What was the movie we were just talking about? Andie MacDowell? Oh, Footloose.
Footloose.
That's also, that's going to be on my list.
Okay, cool. We need to bring back Toast Movie of the Week.
I know.
Okay, I will get off Andie MacDowell's fan page IMDb. Right now. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, Margaret Qualley, Jack Antonoff, back to the two of them. I ship completely.
Do you?
Yes. This to me is like another couple that just makes so much sense. I would have never thought to put them together, but they're just so, they seem so.
I mean, I hope.
Simpatico, erotico, hypnotico.
I hope that she's a Taylor Swift fan. Like, I feel like that's a huge part of being Jack Antonoff's girlfriend.
You know, I'm sure that she is.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't know if I, like, feel bad for Jack Antonoff or, like, hate him. Because, like, do you remember when he was dating Lena Dunham, which was, like, so crazy, that she wrote that article, like, guess who said it? My dog or my Jewish boyfriend? Like, that was, like, so reeking of anti-Semitism. And I was like, oh, my God, poor Jack Antonoff. And then I'm also like,
but it's
no.
Like, he's,
did you allow that?
He's here by choice.
No, totally. And it's like, you probably thought it was funny and told her it was good. Like, so I don't know if I like him or I hate him because of that. But he's a good friend to Taylor, so we stand.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I just.
That's just one of those things in my mind. I'm like, I can't believe, like, that happened.
No.
Like, Lena Dunham wrote that article.
I agree with you completely. I just feel like if he dated Lena Dunham, like, he suffered. You know?
Do you remember? I was actually thinking about this the other day. Do you remember those years where, like, Lena Dunham was the it girl of Hollywood?
The queen of the world.
Like, when those four girls walked down to the Emmys and, like, the Golden Globes during award season, it was like the world stopped.
No, it was the craziest thing. And, like, just the fall.
I mean, it's impossible to go from that to and not fall, but boy, did she have a fall from grace.
Right. Where it's just, like,
I think a lot of it was in her, like, a part of her book that, like, people started to dislike her.
Right. There was a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think eventually it just became
too much. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm happy for him.
Me too. Like, this is cute.
You ship?
Yeah.
Would you say that you ship?
I don't really, like, know Margaret at all. That's the thing.
I just feel like I know her.
I know. I feel like you feel very, like, attached to her in some ways.
I do. I
can you explain
even know
why?
Her. I don't know. I just feel like she has, like, a really bright career in front of her. She seems like a really nice girl.
I feel like you're rooting for her. That's like the vibe I'm getting.
I'm rooting for her. We're all rooting for her. Yeah. Yeah. And she dated Pete Davidson. So like she clearly likes like funny, quirky guys. And
that's true. She doesn't go for like the obvious choice.
Yeah. She was dating Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait. I think I saw online somewhere like a short film they did together.
They split after FKA Twigs sued him for sexual battery, assault, and infliction of emotional distress. And then she later expressed her support for FKA Twigs over Instagram.
Well, I had seen the short film they did together. I totally forgot about it until now because, like, honestly, if Margaret Qualley was standing right in front of me, like, I wouldn't know who she is. But somebody showed me this movie with her and Shia.
Hmm.
They were, like, naked and stuff. It was pretty good.
Nice. Are you ready for our next story, which is a little more couple news?
A little more couple news. Yeah.
Chrishell Stouse and Jason Oppenheim are continuing with their charade and making their red carpet couple debut at Shang-Chi premiere.
Honestly, the height difference is so real.
Have you seen these pictures?
Yes, I have, of course. I don't know. I'm kind of here for...
Well, she looks amazing.
The height difference and, like, how they're just embracing it. Like, she's not wearing heels. He's not wearing, like, platforms.
She is wearing heels.
That's what I meant. Like, she's not wearing heels because her boyfriend's short. Like,
right. Boyfriend.
Boss.
Quote, unquote. No, I...
acting partner.
The height difference doesn't bother me. And I agree. Like, I like when, like, a couple just owns their height difference. And I like them each as individual people. I'm just, again, standing by what I said, that this is not a couple. I don't know what this is about. Maybe it's, you know... to drum up some buzz for the next season of Selling Sunset. Like, maybe they both have, like, someone that they actually like who they're trying to make jealous, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're like, let's do this thing. And then, like, everyone will come running, you know?
No, I agree. It's such a weird couple. Like, they don't look like a couple anywhere they go. And now I've seen, like, a couple pictures, videos of them where they both look so unnatural and so uncomfortable around one another. And that's just not how you're supposed to look with your new boyfriend. Like, you're supposed to, like, have the butterflies, honeymoon stage.
No, and, like... every picture where they're showing us that they're a couple, like trying to do couple things, it's just so unnatural.
Totally.
And it shouldn't be that hard to convince us.
No, it shouldn't be that hard to just like be around your boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre, but they're keeping the charade alive. I would love to hear what Christine has to say.
We need to hear from Christine. I'm really looking forward to the next season.
So am I. It's been a long time. When did we start Selling Sunset? In COVID?
Yeah, a year ago, well, like September of last year. That was a fun time.
That was a good time. Like, it was still, like, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Like, it was all so new.
No, it wasn't. September of last year, we started flattening the curve in March.
September, yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, it was, like, 2 years to flatten the curve.
So why was that a good time?
Just of watching Selling Sunset. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I misspoke.
Yeah, you did.
Are you ready for our next story?
Only if it's the next story that's brought to you by... Noom.
Yes, it is.
You know, when it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure out there to label foods as good or bad. But that just creates an unnecessary dilemma. Because Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks at what you eat, but also how you eat. And instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom is going to empower you to keep going. Because not everyone wants to be on a strict diet, do 2-a-days at the gym, or drink strange teas. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach helps you unlearn bad habits and better understand your relationship with food. One size does not fit all, and that's why you can choose your goals, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program just for you. They want to help you and give you the knowledge and wisdom to help build a smarter, more sustainable habits. 80% of Noom users finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals the first year. With Noom, taking care of your health is empowering instead of stress-inducing. There's no need to ruin your whole day because you had a little snack or you went a little off. Noom is just going to help you get back on track. All you need is a daily 10-minute check-in. There's no grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day. I know that you've had a lot of success with Noom. Can you tell me what you love about it, Jackie?
I love Noom, and I've had a lot of success with Noom because for every stage of your journey, there is a program for you. I've been doing Noom at times when I've wanted, put in the work, grind time. Mm-hmm. Noom, show me how to, shred. To be the snatcher, but also in times of just like maintenance and wanting to maintain a healthy lifestyle, but not having specific goals that I want to achieve. Like Noom just has a plan for everything. And I think those success rates of 80% who finish it and 60% who keep their success within the first year, that says it all. Cause I think that that's what's we're all striving for.
Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/toast. That's noom.com/toast. Noom.com/toast.
What do you have to lose? Next story, a little more legal news about the Girardis.
Oh no, what now?
Tom Girardi's law firm is selling Erika Jayne collectibles to pay creditors amid ongoing bankruptcy case.
Oh, I heard they were having like an auction in their building, but yep, that includes Erika's like, items?
Yep, and they're selling staplers and everything, but Erika...
buy something for the studio.
Totally. Erika Jayne is indirectly helping her estranged husband Tom Girardi's law firm pay off creditors. I'm sure she's vomiting over this.
Of course.
Girardi Keese is auctioning off memorabilia from the Real Housewives star singing career amid the former couple and the firm's ongoing bankruptcy case. Described as Erika Jayne collectibles, there have been 25 bids placed on signed magazine covers, framed photos of Erika and Tom, and the billboard plaque for her 2009 track Roller Coaster. The memorabilia is currently listed for $350. Us Weekly confirmed last month that Girardi Keese is selling, quote, the firm's office furniture, business machinery, and equipment, as well as furnishings and decorations comprised of art, oriental rugs, sports memorabilia, wine, music, memorabilia.
You know, maybe we need one of the Girardi Keese oriental rugs for the studio set. Like, this rug is getting dirty. Maybe it's time.
Statues, vintage law and other books, a vintage piano, a Cadillac DTS, and much more. What about that Cadillac? We need a company car.
Totally. Wait, this is so sad. Like, that's where they're at, like, selling their staplers just to make ends meet.
To pay their creditors,
And I'm sure Erika, of course, is vomiting. Like, not only, according to her, like, her name has been dragged through the mud in this whole situation. Now they're using, like, her name and likeness to sell things just to help them pay bills because they are being sued for stealing money from orphans and widows.
Right. And, like, it's not even, like, she's benefiting whatsoever from the sale of her items.
Oh, and didn't you also send me another link today about this, that Bravo has been subpoenaed to fork over... I just saw that.
Bravo has been subpoenaed.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't send that to you. Oh. No.
Hold on, someone.
And I didn't see that. Because last week we said that Bravo was probably going to willingly share unseen footage with the courts. And now you're saying Bravo has been subpoenaed.
Okay, this is on Reddit. So I don't know if this is legit, but it's Bravo served with papers to preserve and hand over all information and unaired footage. Looks like Sutton was right to distance herself as the letter would include all employees, which include housewives.
Whoa.
And this is like a... They have like this law... This legal letter that was supposedly given to Bravo. I don't know if this is legit.
Whoa.
But that's crazy.
That is crazy. Speaking of just housewives legal matters, have you seen the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City
trailer? Of course. It looks infuriating. Like, Jen is maintaining her innocence, blaming the other women for her getting indicted, which is...
She's, like, blaming Meredith for working with the feds.
Justice for fucking Meredith, okay? And it, yeah. Like... Honestly, I love Heather, but it's like I see her in the trailer, like out to lunch with Jen, being like, I'm going to be your friend, like by your side, all of this. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
She wasn't wasn't even a good friend to you last year. And last year, we didn't even know she was an insane criminal.
Right.
Like, now we know that she's so corrupt, the morally corrupt Jen Shah. And you're still going to stand by her?
And like, now you're going to be friends with her when you just weren't friends with her because she was a bad friend.
Right. And now you have like the most reason not to be friends with her and you're going to ignore it. I don't know if maybe that's an early scene when they don't really know what she did. Like, we'll see.
It looks like Lisa Barlow is taking some investigative matters into her own hands in this season and trying to get to the bottom of it.
At the reunion last year, she was being such a kiss-ass to Jen. It was so losery. And I bet when all that stuff came out, Lisa Barlow was, like, freaking out because she's like, oh, boy, did I choose the wrong side.
Yeah. So it will be interesting. I mean, it obviously looks so good, but it is a little disappointing. And I guess, like, we have to wait to see the trial and, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But when something is a federal case, they're not just, like, wasting their time.
No. Also, we just stay standing Meredith Marks. Like, I just feel really good about my decision last year to stand with her because from the looks of the trailer, it looks like she will not disappoint ever.
Yeah, I agree.
When Jen called her fraudulent.
What?
No, like, it's how? Insane.
How? Up is down. Down is up.
It looked like a really good. And I actually think, like, Salt Lake City was always a good franchise. But this whole drama, I do believe, like, will catapult their ratings and just, like, cement their space in Housewives. Like, I feel like at any moment Real Housewives of Dallas could get canceled.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I just feel like Salt Lake City has already surpassed Dallas in that sense.
I agree with that.
In a weird way.
Yeah. Are you ready for our fifth and final story, which will lead into our TV recap?
No, I'm not. Give me a
second. I know. The triangles have been neglected all day, but it's finally time for the final story. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. That was so beautiful.
I feel at peace.
I do feel at peace as well. Bachelor in Paradise sets a record with six couples hooking up, including grocery store Joe. Bachelor in Paradise season 7 premiered featuring a whopping six hookups, including memorable appearances by Queen Victoria, grocery store Joe, and new host David Spade.
Okay, so this was going to launch us into our TV recap. I guess it was a really slow day for news.
That's exactly what happened. And I want to talk to the Spritz King himself.
So I watched the Bachelor in Paradise premiere. And it's been a long time since I watched a show. And I was definitely like going into it with really low expectations. And it was better than I remembered. I just have gotten used to the last couple shows. I've been watching so much like Too Hot to Handle, Are You the One, Love Island. And they're like just actual good shows. And
take that back. Not Too Hot to Handle.
Not Too Hot to Handle. Okay, you're right. Yeah, and I actually feel like Too Hot to Handle is similar to Bachelor in Paradise in the sense that like so much of the footage is nothing. Like it just takes so long to move on from like a conversation. And I've forgotten because it's been so long since I watched like how they're just really relying on like gimmicks and like I'm a cat. Like that shit is not funny. Like nobody thinks that's funny. This isn't a show for children. Like we're all adults. Like just get to the part where everyone's like on the beach making out. It's just so annoying. But having said that, I do think it's a pretty good cast. There's a lot of people like I really like. Like I'm obsessed with Kelsey from Iowa. Like I just love her. And she looks like, honestly, her and David Spade were having like a real moment. And I think David Spade like should meet someone.
I agree. And I think it should be Kelsey.
I think it should be too.
I'm worried that Kelsey is not going to be around for a while because she wasn't in a lot of the previews. Like she wasn't in the couple saying I love you in the previews. She only had like three scenes and like three outfits. I feel like.
And she didn't even meet anyone the first night.
I feel like she'll stay this week, and then she'll give her rose next week, and then she gets sent home the next week. And that's just going to devastate me.
I was thinking the same thing, because honestly, like, I don't really remember a season where everything moved as fast as it did the first night. And, like, if you woke up the first night and you didn't kiss someone, like, you're 10 steps behind.
Yeah.
But some of the couples I really dig. Like, first of all, Grocery Store Joe, like, is... I don't really know him. Whatever season he was on, I did not watch.
Becca Kufrin.
Kufrin. And by the way, she's coming, so like that'll be interesting.
She discarded him and now right. It's like,
but okay. Then also when I saw they brought in Kendall, I'm like, oh, they're just playing with us now.
I know,
like,
I was feeling sad, and they made it seem like in the previews he falls in love with Serena P and that he's leaving her for Kendall. I don't believe that's what's gonna happen, but he did say that he loves Serena P.
Yeah. No, by the way, and I like them so much as a couple. He's very funny when he was like talking about it, all the other guys like are cool with their outfits, and like he put something on from the
forgot
gym
to get his hair cut.
It was so funny and cute. Like I actually understand why people are obsessed with him. Like he's a very cute, his Chicago, like he's so cute. Really, yeah. Like him and Serena are an amazing couple. Like I love how everyone was after Serena, and I was kind of shipping her and Brendan from Tayshia's season.
Yeah,
but
Brendan likes Natasha.
I know. And by the way, Natasha was so slept on in this franchise. Like she deserves to win this whole competition. Like she never got to talk on her season. Like she's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And she looked gorgeous. And I actually really like them as a couple.
Me too.
Even though like it's just night one, like
and
everything's
also,
gonna change.
It looks like in the previews, Brendan is like with someone else.
Oh,
I
really?
Can't remember who though. Mm. Yeah, that's what it was feeling like.
Now I do people who come on like Victoria, like I just hate like the goddess. Like it's just, can we grow up? Like this is a show for adults. Like all these gimmicks, it bothers me so much. Like crabs, like shut up.
Yeah, the goddess. I think Victoria's coming on with a new energy.
Me too.
Which I appreciate, and I hope she gets along with everyone. But like all these like props and shit and like these names, just like leave it to us. Just be yourself.
I agree, be yourself. And like she's looking great, like just give yourself a chance.
Yeah,
no one's gonna come like you're so intimidating and creepily smiling at everyone for 5 minutes. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also
Abigail and Noah.
Okay. I'm also really glad Noah's story is being rewritten because I do feel like he was he's on Tayshia's season.
With Bennett.
Yeah, like that thing was so stupid, and like I actually really liked him, and he did come off like a little bit like a dick because his mustache, but like I don't know, I felt like I really liked him. And when he just came in like, I want Abigail, like I have worked with, you know, so many deaf kids as a nurse, and like I just think she's amazing, like she's my hero. Love. And like I'm just obsessed. Like they're a great couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like what else happened?
There were other people coupling.
Oh, Tajwan hooking up with that guy's uncle.
Yeah.
Was everything.
I know, but I like that they're into each other.
And I feel like the last time she was on, first of all, I've never related to someone so much in my life. Like everyone finally is talking about how hot it is. Like,
yeah.
Thank you.
And it does look like it's hotter than ever.
And I don't know, I feel like she was kind of made into like a joke when she was on, and that's like not nice. And I feel like she's being given like somewhat of a serious edit, like
yeah.
In the sense that she's actually making out with someone. So I hope they don't like make fun of her again. I actually really don't like that.
Let's talk about Mari and Kenny. And why is he nude? Even though I don't believe he's fully not nude.
I saw something on TikTok. Like, literally, they had a black box around his, like, genitals the entire time. And for 1 second, they took it off. And he was wearing, like, a blue polka dot bathing suit that was, like, pulled up all the way.
Like a thong?
No, like, it was shorts, but he was, like, wearing it as underwear. Like, he pulled it up.
That's so weird.
Yeah, like, he was not naked.
What's wrong with them? Like, why?
Gimmicks!
It's gimmicks! So fucking stupid.
So fucking stupid.
Now, the only thing is, so, like, the ages of everyone are really interesting.
23.
Because we have, like, 23-year-olds and we have 40-year-old Kenny. But we also, like, Kelsey is 30. So there's people all, through, like, all different ages. Grocery Store Joe is, like, 30.
Yeah, he's, like, 35,
36?
35, and Serena was 23.
Yeah. So it's, like, if the 40-year-olds are going for the 25-year-olds, what chance does a 30-year-old have?
Totally. That's such a fair point. And you're right. Like, the age thing is very weird. And I actually really liked Mari on her season. She was on...
Me too. On Matt James' seasons.
And I was really surprised that she came in, like, gung-ho for Kenny. I'm like, ew, really?
No, a lot of people were interested in meeting Kenny.
He had, like, the worst personality.
We didn't get to know him, but he just was the boy band manager.
Yeah, and he was, like, starting fights
with everyone. I guess he is handsome. I just never, like, I don't know. I just never thought about it. He reminds me of, like, that guy from Dukes of Hazzard.
He reminds me of Kevin Dillon from Entourage.
Who's that?
Drama. Johnny Drama.
That's really funny.
They look exactly alike.
Yeah, I feel that.
So all in all, like, it was fine. I was definitely losing interest as the episode went on. Like, they really just know how to waste our time.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get particularly invested in anything. So I definitely could see myself falling off of this show if it doesn't get better.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know, I was so happy to be rid of the franchise. Like, even just, like, supporting them was really, like, traumatizing for me. But I do have to say, I think David Spade actually did an amazing job. He was very funny. And he knew his place. He's like, no one wants to hear what I have to say. Like, just cut to everyone else.
Yes.
And, like, not every single person had to walk down and talk to him. Like, some people just walked in without him. It was just refreshing because they waste so much time giving us, like, nonsensical content with, like, Chris Harrison and, like, just dumb stuff.
Yeah. Also, I don't know why. This really bothers me every season that it always starts with the guys having the roses. And I think it just always puts the show kind of on the wrong foot where the women, like, just like we saw last night, like, the women have to go out of their way to, like, court these men. The men don't do anything, and they're proud. They're like, we don't have to do anything this right. week. And I just feel like it always just kind of sets the wrong tone where it always feels like the women are competing and the men get to be so fucking lazy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I thought this season that I read somewhere, maybe I had a dream, that the women were giving the roses
first.
And I think that would have changed a lot of the tone of the show in a really positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just upset that they keep doing that.
That's actually a fair point. I didn't think about that either.
Because, like, they just come in and, like, and the men should have to work harder than the women. Like, these women are so fucking stunning and perfect. Like, put in the work.
Yeah, I think as a whole, like, the group of girls is better looking than the group of men.
Yeah, but, like, it's every single season. At least fucking switch off.
Totally.
Every other year.
Totally.
It really bothers me.
I could tell.
It does.
So that's the Bachelor in Paradise recap, right? Anything else?
No. That's all I watched. I almost watched Siesta Key, but then I got distracted. But have you been seeing the reports?
That Juliet and Sam broke up?
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen it.
I can't.
How are you feeling?
I feel really badly about it. I'm kind of in denial and feeling like maybe it's, you know, for show or something. But I'm feeling really, really, like, if it's true and it's long and it's not
over
and it's not coming back, I don't know what's going to happen to
me. Well, I want to let you know, like, we are all here for you. When I saw the news, I immediately, of course, thought of you. So I'm sorry. And we're going to get through it. And you know what? Maybe it's not a goodbye. Maybe it's a see you later.
Okay. But, like, what could have happened? They were so strong.
I don't know. Maybe, like, with all the show so re-airing.
They've, like, been through, but, like, if they could go through all the stuff that they went through on the show and they were fine, what could have happened off air?
No, but maybe, like, when it re-airs and, like, so many people, you know, seeing it and talking about it, like, it brings up, it can't be easy.
It can't be easy. Well, I'm sorry. Thinking of both of them.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
I'm excited to bring out our guest because he's been sitting here while we do the entire show and he looks bored. So, Ben, come join us, and our guest segment is brought to you by Glamnetic, where the last struggle is real. From finding the perfect lash for your eye shape to a grueling application process, it's exhausting and frustrating, and that's why Glamnetic has put in the work to craft beautiful lashes for every shape, and they've made the application way, way easier. It can be done in seconds. All you have to do is take their quiz to find the perfect lash for your unique eye shape and style. You can get rid of lash glue for good, because with Glamnetic, it's the world's first six magnet lash made for easy application and all day hold. They have sold over 500,000 pairs of lashes. And so we hopped on the train and had to try them out for ourselves. I've been trying to get into lashes forever, and I just can't do it. Like, it's impossible. But with Glamnetic, they take under a minute to apply. It has no toxic glue and no struggle. And you could reuse the lashes up to 60 times. They're eco-friendly and wallet-friendly, and they offer over 75 styles for your perfect fit, from natural to glam, and you can get a different lash for every mood and occasion. They have over 500,000 happy customers and 100% money back guarantee and expedited shipping with free shipping to the US and Canada on orders over $30. Find out for yourself why Glamnetic lashes are Instagram's favorite beauty hack. Go to glamnetic.com/toast and enter our promo code toast for 30% off your order. This code's only available for our listeners at glamnetic.com/toast, and the promo code is toast at 30% off at checkout. Check it out. You won't be disappointed.
Get glam with Glamnetic, guys. It's sickening.
Okay. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Oh, hello, ladies. Wait.
No.
Of course.
No.
I had
no.
to get one out.
No.
I'm sitting there by myself. I couldn't do it.
Wait, no, so outside.
The
right time for you to do it is right when you get in front of a microphone. Yeah. That's a perfect time.
Yeah, no, that's a really good idea.
How'd you
it
think of that idea?
It was one clear.
I love that idea. Hi, so, how are you?
By the way, did you guys see that Theo just migrated over?
We did.
Hi. Yeah.
We're attached at the hip.
He wanted to be with mom and pops.
How am I? I'm wonderful.
Can you talk into your mic?
You're also on a podcast.
Sorry.
That mic is your friend.
Oh, my God.
It's
Hi,
ruthless.
Let me adjust it. Would you prefer for me to sit back? I've never sat so far over, without any pillows behind me.
You're used to
I don't know if you guys
star.
Are sponsored by any, arthritis company.
Do you
but,
want a pillow? Take one.
Maybe, one of the four pillows
yeah,
behind your
I
back.
Yeah, I use four. Take two.
I could have one.
He could have one of mine,
take
too.
Oh, wow, Jackie. That's so generous of you.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, wow.
It makes a difference.
I'm, in the couch now. Okay.
Oh, are you feeling better? Much better, yes.
Okay, so Ben is here. We're super excited. Today's a really big day. It's August 17th, a day we've been waiting for a really long time, because we have all launched a new company, and it launches today. It's called Spritz Society. And I think a lot of people have been seeing little treats we've been leaving on Instagram, but are confused. What is a company? Whose company is it? What's inside these boxes? So can you give us your little elevator pitch?
Okay. Spritz Society is your new favorite canned cocktail. There are many questions. I don't want to answer too many of them. I don't want to divulge too much before you ask questions, but we are wine-based sparkling cocktails. We come in four delicious flavors.
Grapefruit, pineapple, lemonade, blood orange. My favorite's lemonade. A lot of people's favorites is grapefruit. Don't write off the lemonade. It's delicious.
My favorite is lemonade. Ben, what's your favorite flavor?
Definitely the grapefruit. Mm. I love the grapefruit. All of them, we're not going to show you right now, but all of them, when you pour them out, are this gorgeous color that's representative of the box. So everything that you love about other spritzes, you go to a restaurant, they're very Instagrammable.
Yeah.
Like pretty pink, you know what I mean?
Yep.
All the stuff that you're missing from those gross hard seltzers, to be honest with you.
Well, so let's talk about that, because I think a lot of people assumed that this was a hard seltzer.
Yeah.
Can you tell everyone what the base is and why you decided not to do a hard seltzer, aside from obvious reasons, because there's 1,000.
Okay, so first they're wine. Wine-based. So
made in Sonoma.
So if you've had a Bellini, if you've had an Aperol Spritz, if you've had anything like that, it's closer to that than it is to a seltzer, but still a totally different taste profile. Hopefully you guys agree.
Yeah.
They're so, so good. Not too sweet, not too dense. They're really drinkable, and they're something that I really love to drink. That's why we did this. I transparently don't like hard seltzer. I never liked hard seltzer. It reminded me of drinking a LaCroix or drinking a Pellegrino. It smells like lemon, but it doesn't taste like anything.
Well, I also think that for me, my journey, I fell in love with hard seltzers during the pandemic. And then I grew some sort of what would you call it? Not an allergy, but an intolerance to it.
You started to become very sick.
They made me incredibly sick for days. And I never had realized. I just assumed that a White Claw was a vodka, but it's not. It's malt. So a lot of these seltzers, their base is not an actual alcohol. It's malt, which is just doesn't agree with me. And I've heard that a lot of people it doesn't agree with. So that's why I was even more excited about this, because I was missing out on the canned cocktail fun that everyone was having, because I can't drink seltzers. And now these are so good.
And transparency was incredibly important to us. You guys every single day come on the show and you're as authentic as humanly possible. Everything that we do has always been very authentic and transparent. And to your point, you were drinking hard seltzer for 2 years and you didn't even know what was in it. It's great. Zero carbs, zero calories, whatever it is. But or 100 calories. zero calories.
Wow, zero calories.
but you don't know what's in it. There are like five ingredients on the back of this.
Yeah.
It's incredibly, incredibly clean, delicious.
All natural.
All natural. Very, very fruity.
We've got the fruits. That's what you say?
We have the fruits.
Bum, 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 bum,
ba-da-da-da-dum. Perfect use of the... okay, so let's talk a little bit about the process because, first of all, how long has this been in the making?
About 17 months.
And, like, of course, you've never launched an alcohol company before. So, like, where do you start? Like, what's the... Was it harder than you expected?
I've never launched any company before. One quick thing. For the last 8 years, everybody's been asking me, what is your job? And first of all, go on fucking Google. It's on LinkedIn. Like, it's, you look at my name. Like, it always blew my mind that people can't just Google.
Yeah. Well, but it's nice they're not, like, invading your privacy.
Yeah,
they're actually respecting
you. They want to ask the source.
I actually think that's quite lovely.
Okay,
so.
Whatever. If you didn't Google... And you didn't know, previously I've been in advertising and now my full-time job is Spritz Society, Spritz Season, and bringing this company to life.
So would you say that in this moment it is Spritz Season?
So, such a good question. Ben, anything to say?
It's definitely Spritz Season. Season.
And so we're launching today, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, of course we have a code for the toasters. Just
of
have
course.
To put that out there. So it's spritzsociety.com. And if you go to spritzsociety.com/toast, you get the variety pack for 20% off. So it's one of each flavor. There's four cans in each little pack. But now I want to take some questions from the Instagram, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Spritzsociety.com, 3 p.m.
Spritzsociety.com/toast if you want to get the code. But yeah, spritzsociety.com for
3 p.m.
else. Yeah.
But I just want to make sure. It's Spritz, S-P-R-I-T-Z, Society, SOCIETY.com/toast.
Yeah, we know how to spell.
TOAST. And you get 20% off the variety pack. You really don't want anything but the variety pack.
Yeah. You got to try
all of them because then you're like, oh shit, I love grapefruit. Give me 100 of them.
Yeah.
So I would definitely recommend trying the variety pack. You won't know what your favorite is until you try all of them.
Okay, first question. A lot of people know if you're going to be releasing merch because they're commending you on the branding being sickening.
Merch will be dropping probably sometime in the next 2 weeks.
That's exciting.
We wanted to have another moment, you know, like this moment is for the cans.
Mm-hmm.
Cans in hands, you know?
Yep.
Beautiful cans. And then the next moment will be merch.
Nice.
So yes, for sure.
Do you mind if I pop one of these open and
of course.
Yeah, do a little QVC. Are they carbonated?
Yes.
Where are they made? Like, where's the wine from? People want to know.
California, specifically Sonoma.
And where can people buy it? Like, can everyone get it? It's being shipped nationwide, but there's about 6 states that aren't allowed to ship wine directly to. I'll tell you what they are.
It's available exclusively on spritzsociety.com. Over time, we will be in wholesale markets, but for right now...
But if you live in Utah...
just spritzsociety.com.
If you live in Utah, Arkansas, Rhode Island, Delaware... What's MS?
Missouri.
Mississippi?
Mississippi.
What's MS? Like the state, MS.
I'm voting Missouri.
I think it's Missouri.
Let me just Google it.
There are 5 states... By the way, they know. If you know, you know. You've never received alcohol before because your state doesn't allow it. So as long as your
state... It's Mississippi...
Wow, nice work. Okay.
That's funny.
I think. whatever. Utah, Arkansas, Mississippi, Rhode Island, Delaware. Unfortunately, your states do not allow us to ship wine to you, but everywhere else you can get it.
Correct.
sorry, let me find more questions for you. Oh, if Theo, Bruno, and Magnolia were each a flavor, which would they be?
That's such a good question. Can I take a stab at it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. I think that Magnolia would be grapefruit because she's a little sour.
I think I like hard disagree with that, but okay.
Grapefruit is not sour.
No, but like the flavor of a grapefruit. It has that aftertaste. And that's like Knowles. Like she'll love you and you'll love her.
First she's sour. Then she's sweet. Even though first she's sweet, then she's sour.
Okay. Then I think that Theo is blood orange because he's the original.
God, I couldn't disagree more.
Actually, I agree with that.
He's
blood
the original.
Orange is like our traditional flavor.
Yeah. And I think that Brew is pineapple because he is just a good time.
I feel that.
My
what do you
God.
Think, Ben?
Okay. Crunch is grapefruit.
I see
because
that as well.
He's the favorite of the bunch.
But everybody has a different favorite.
That's true. No, that's true.
Great,
you can't
so then
say.
This is my list.
Oh, okay.
I will give Brew the pineapple because he certainly is a good time.
Thank you.
And I will give Magnolia the lemonade because she doesn't miss a party.
I really like this question because I feel like it's something you kind of breeze by. But someone was like, I'm one of those people that's really annoying about food allergies. Are the ingredients on the cans / packaging?
Every single ingredient on the packaging.
Yeah, you don't have to, legally, so it's a really fucked up.
I was just about to say, if you go and pick up any other canned wine or canned beverage, you'll see some of them do not have nutritional facts on the back because legally you do not need to put them on the back. We intentionally were transparent because there's nothing worse than needing to search the underbelly of a website to find out like how many calories are
no in it's it. True like and the fact that you don't even like legally have to put it on like made no sense
yeah
but yes it's all right here
also ABV
6% great question most seltzers in the 4 to 5% some are even lower
it had to be high
because look we're here to have a very nice time, elevated drink. But in the end of the day, you want to have a nice buzz.
Yeah.
You want to feel good about yourself.
But you want to enjoy your way to the buzz.
For
you
sure.
Know? And I think that's really important.
Yes.
Like, we're not just drinking to drink. We're enjoying the experience.
And they're just delicious.
Because of how good they are.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just... People are asking a lot of the same questions, like, where can I buy them? Oh, good question. What is the difference between keto season and spritz season?
Spritz season is keto season. Keto season is the world in which we all live in. All the good times, everything is just keto season. So today, the launch of Spritz Society. Spritz season is keto season.
Okay, somebody had another good question. Why didn't you call it Spritz season as opposed to Spritz Society?
Because Spritz season is something that all of you know because you've heard me say it. But when this shows up in a store... And somebody's like, what is spritz? Like, nobody, people, not everybody knows what that is.
That's
so, like,
true.
It's a nice thing for us to, like, talk about. Like, it's spritz season, but.
You guys.
The truth is, Spritz Society is us. Like, the society.
If you knew how many fights we got into over the name, like, over the last year, like, you would die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. But Spritz Society makes the most sense because it's, what?
Oh yeah, no. Claudia and I had some.
We were
really
obsessed with like one.
Claudia
name
and
that
I
you
had
hated.
Some really good name options.
Yes, really good name.
But yes. You know what? At the end of the day, the best name won.
The best name won.
Agreed. I'm not bitter.
The best name won. Do you mind if I talk about the name for a second?
Sure, please. Okay.
So Spritz Society, the word society could be off-putting to some. It's a very inclusive society.
Yeah, not if you watch The Society season
okay.
two.
Okay, good.
No, it's The Society has deep roots in this show.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't know the show. By the way, when I was sitting over there and you guys were recapping, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, I just don't watch that show.
No, it's good. You should save yourself. No,
oh,
don't watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, save
good.
Yourself.
It's good that I don't watch it.
I agree.
But so Spritz Society is really just, it's us, you know? It's the toast. It's the bunge. It's the guunge. It's the swunge. It's everyone.
It's the
this brew, community that we've
Jew,
built.
It's the crew.
Yeah, it's everyone. It's a society of people that are like, people we want to hang out with.
Totally.
Great fun
Steamy
people.
Steamy vibes.
Yep.
Forever.
Exactly. So I think one more thing a lot of people wanted to know is like, what do you, okay, so like you want to start a company like this. Like, where do you go? Like, where do you start? So what were like the three big things you had to do to get this off the ground? Obviously like fundraising.
Okay. The first thing is you assemble a team of people that are smarter than you. So I'm good at what I'm good at. Yeah. I'm not good at what I'm not good at. Like, don't think that I just... like randomly was like starting a liquor company. Like, I needed people that had experience starting liquor companies. So it's one, team is incredibly, incredibly important, and I would be nowhere without the team that I built. What was the second question?
What else do you have to do? Like,
oh yeah, okay. So you build a team. You go out and you raise money. Ideally, you raise money from people that can sort of help move your business.
Mm-hmm. We call those strategic investors.
You might know them as sharks.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, yes. From sharks. And then from there, you start to... Wow, where do I even begin? Find cans. Design logos. Design packaging. There's actually a group... I don't know how many of you toasters were in the original Spritz Society, but I sent out a form to 3,500 people asking their opinions on logos, flavors, can designs, ABV. So really, some of you maybe... partook in creating this. But yeah, it's just, it's a step-by-step process. One could describe it as building the plane while it's crashing in the hopes that it sort of soars again. Mm-hmm. You're looking at me strange. Did I say that wrong? Maybe it's building the plane while I'm flying it. Better?
Probably.
Oh, okay, yeah, because cool. If it's going down, like,
if it crashes, then the plane.
I liked the analogy. I thought it was interesting.
You know what I was saying?
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's stressful is what I meant. And, like, we're going to make sure that it's not stressful.
You could have just said that.
Yeah, whatever. It's stressful. Insert analogy. So, yeah, just lots of steps. And the biggest one right now is today.
Yep.
The launch. 3 p.m. SpritzSociety.com/toast
to get your variety pack. 20%. Okay, also, this is just kind of like a more kind of deep question. So, how much was Bruno paid for the cameo? If you don't follow Spritz on Instagram, which you should, at Spritz, we did this sickening, like, lifestyle video in LA, and Bruno was literally the star. Like, all these models, Bruno stole the show.
Oh, yeah, wait. Can we quickly talk about the handle? Spritz.
Sickening.
Isn't that sexy?
There were questions asking how you got that username. And I don't think you should tell.
Is what it is. Was Bruno paid for his cameo? He was. We put it in a fund.
Bruno's college fund.
It's tucked away.
Mm, that's smart.
I just didn't want him to spend it all in one place.
Like, I agree.
His mom has, like, some crazy spending habits. So, like, maybe he would have bought, like, an LV leash and, like, blown it all. Like, we need him to save it. We need to, like, think about his future.
We do need to think about his future. But Bru had an amazing time on set. The cast and the crew were so good to him. And, of course, you know, he stole the show. He wasn't even meant to, you know, be the star. But
he wasn't even supposed to be in it. Like, he just ran in.
Right. No, and everyone, like, wanted to meet Bru. And they're like, oh, my gosh. And then he gets into the frame and he shines. Mm-hmm. And so.
You know what we call that?
Talent. And so as his mom, I'm not gonna dim his shine. I'm not. No. And the girls loved him. Everybody loved him.
Ladies man.
He was a ladies man.
He's definitely a ladies man. And, like, he just knew the perfect time to start licking, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Like he just, like, right in frame, couple of licks up.
Oh, wait.
So
my masterpiece.
The final question for you was, as a self-proclaimed keto king, which flavor pairs best with a sushi?
I think grapefruit personally pairs best with everything. But I do want to, like, be very clear. All of these are so fucking good.
They're so good. I've heard most people's favorite is actually pineapple.
Pineapple I love also.
But I just want to say, do not sleep on the lemonade. It's so good.
And the orange too.
They're really great.
I've always just loved grapefruit in general. I think it's just a wonderful fruit. Can I actually have a box? I just want to show them sort of what it... Jackie sort of did it before, but I don't know if you can see this in frame. I don't know what frame I'm looking at.
Look at that camera.
Okay, look at that camera. Okay. Spritz Society. Gorgeous. Look at this. It's beautiful. Stunning. Pattern work, isn't it?
But this is a podcast, so just make it quick.
Oh, true. Okay, so for the people that are listening, we're looking at a beautiful box, and if you were watching the video, you'd know what it looked like. But you can go to @Spritz on Instagram to see them. Or you can order at spritzsociety.com/toast. Wait, let me just show them the cans quickly. So, open from the side. Also, very easy to hold, transport, trying to go to a friend's house, go golfing, you can slip it in your bag.
Jackie, you can put it in your LV.
Yeah, they three fit in my golf bag.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you can't do that with a 12-pack. Open the side.
Oh, that's true.
Gorgeous.
And this is what... this sexy item looks like.
You can have them over ice, pop them in the fridge. They're best enjoyed chilled.
Oh, yeah. Nobody, that's honestly, we have to write it everywhere, which I've been thinking about it. Like, do people ever not refrigerate products? But if you don't.
Sometimes in a pinch, but it's not ideal.
Yeah, like a warm beverage is terrible. So for the ideal first experience when you receive your order, I would just pop them in the fridge. Maybe an ice bucket. Make sure they're cold.
For sure. At spritzsociety.com/toast to get the toaster approved discount just for the toaster community. Ben, we're so proud of you.
We are so proud of you. It's been a long road. We've been waiting for this day for a long time, and it is here. And we're so excited to share it with all of you and for you guys to all try what we've been enjoying and so excited about for so long. And it's so nice to take the secret off of project.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's just a project.
It's just a project at spritzsociety.com/toast. I think you guys are really going to love it. Ben, great job.
We're proud of you. We love you.
And
we hope you guys enjoy.
You guys too. You know, this really is
a team.
A team effort. A family affair.
We really hope everyone just enjoys it. Like, check it out. I think it's really the perfect beverage for your lifestyle.
For everything.
And we're just really proud. So check it out. And anything else you want to shove in there before we go?
No, that's really it. Just check it out. Enjoy it with anyone. We've tested this amongst millennials, boomers, whatever's older than boomers. Are they still alive?
Yeah, of course.
Older than boomers?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay. Every one of those X, Y, Zs, etc.
Yeah.
They'll all love this. So try it, share it, and let us know what you think.
Yes, please. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, Morning Toast. Leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. And for the Society Season 2.
I think fruits.
Leave a bevy of fruits on the Morning Toast Instagram to know. Let us know you're part of the society. And orange, also on lemon, the Spritz Instagram, too.
Pineapple.
Also, if you want to at Spritz in the comments, that would also work.
Okay, also,
that's not how the society...
We have to wrap this up. Yeah. Okay, sorry. You don't understand the society. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.